Welcome. This is Divine. Welcome to episode 273 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be addressing a topic titled Advancing Forward. Advancing Forward. And my anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 12, and I'll read verses 5 to 11. Hebrews 12 verses 5 to 11. It says, and I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, "And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as his children? He said, 'My child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't give up when he corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as his child.' As you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Whoever heard of a child who is never disciplined by its father? If God doesn't discipline you as he does all of his children, it means that you are illegitimate and are not really his children at all. Since we respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in his holiness. Verse 11, no discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful, but afterward there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. And Father, as we consider your word, I pray that may you come and teach us by your spirit. And may you give us the grace to not just hear your word, but to meditate on it and put it into practice. In Jesus' name, amen. So, this podcast is on advancing forward, advancing forward. And what does it mean to advance forward? Advancing forward just means you're making some degree of progress. And I'm going to say this real quick, that making progress doesn't mean that you're making more money or anything. It just means that you're reaching closer and closer towards the plans and goals and the desires that God has for your life. Because I think it's important to address that, because many times people think of advancement in a worldly way. There are some people that may be judged as being extremely successful in the eyes of the world, but in the eyes of God, they've not even made any kind of progress. They are like very, very backward. For example, if you look at the book of Revelation chapter 3, the church in Laodicea, I believe, they were a very wealthy church. Everything was going amazingly well for them. But Jesus Christ did not have anything good to say about them. So in the eyes of the world, it may have been like a prospering church, but they were not really progressing. Now contrast that with one of the churches, I cannot remember, I think it was the Smyrna church, that was really poor, but Jesus had nothing bad to say about them. It was all good, all good, all good, versus the Laodicean church that was like all bad, all bad, all bad. So I think it's just very important to make sure that your definition of advancement tallies with the word of God. So what is this key to advancing forward based on this reading we have just consulted from scripture? It's actually pretty simple. It's doing God's will, even if he does not feel good. Doing God's will, even if he does not feel good. This was actually a conversation I was having with my wife today, actually, that many times the right thing for you to do is not what you feel like doing. And the thing is, we live in the human body, or as humans, because this is not something that is just like, oh, the present state of the world. This is something that has happened from time immemorial. But people always want to take the path of least resistance. Everyone wants to be self-serving. Oh, however you feel, I'm not feeling if I don't feel like doing it. The thing is, if you keep bowing to your desires, bowing to your feelings, bowing to what your heart wants, you're not going to make any forward progress in life. But the thing is, if you want to make forward progress, you need to get comfortable with doing things that are uncomfortable for you, with doing things that your feelings may not agree with. The Bible says in verse 11 of our reading that no discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. So while you're doing those things you don't love, you may not be enjoying it. But the Bible even says it's painful. But afterward, many people unfortunately look at just the here and now. They do not look at the afterward. The Bible says afterward, there'll be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. So it's a training. You need to train yourself in doing the uncomfortable. You want to lose weight? Well, you need to. Do you think everyone wants to go and work out for an hour or 2 hours? Do you think people want to count their calories? Do you think people want to go to bed some nights hungry? No. Do you think a person wants to eat vegetables all the time? No. But is that what you need if you want to get to that destination? Absolutely. So, because I feel like in this world today, this idea of, let your heart guide you. No, follow your heart. Follow your heart, honestly. It's not scriptural. Because if you think about it, what does the Bible say about the heart? The Bible says that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. So is it that heart that you want to use as your guide? No, don't use that heart as your guide, right? Don't use that heart as your guide. Use God's will. Use the word of God as your guide. So I'm just trying to say this to encourage you today. If most of your day is spent doing things that you're uncomfortable with, you probably don't feel like doing, and you're pounding through those things, it's almost certain that you're probably making some degree of forward progress in your life. But if most of your day is spent doing things that you enjoy, things that you love, or you're so excited to do those things, then chances are you're probably not moving forward in life. Because most things that people absolutely need to do to move forward are not things that they enjoy. Look at Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had the opportunity to eat at the king's table. Imagine what the king is eating. Of course, it's going to be very good food. But look at what they ate. A translation describes that they ate vegetables and water. That's discipline. That's that road less traveled. That's that narrow road. But in the end, the Bible says after that period of training, because look at this verse 11 of Hebrews chapter 12. It says, but afterward, there'll be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. So you need to train yourself in doing the uncomfortable. And to be honest with you, is it easy? No, it's not easy. Will you benefit in the end? Absolutely. Because the Bible says that Daniel and his three friends, they were found to be 10 times better than their peers because they just spent a lot of time doing things that were not the norm. Even Jesus Christ going on the cross of Calvary, do you think it was fun for him? No, because he prayed to his father. He said, Father, if it's possible, please take this cup away from me. But the Bible says he then prayed, nevertheless, not my will, not what I want, but yours be done. It was a hard road, but he took that road. And that's why there's salvation available for mankind. Or if you think about this dichotomy that the Bible talks about the narrow road and the broad road, the Bible says that there's the broad road that leads to destruction, and there are many people that take it. But then there's the narrow road that leads to life, and there are very few people that take it. That narrow road is the road less traveled. That narrow road is the road of discipline. That narrow road is the road of doing things that are uncomfortable. But in the end, it brings a peaceable harvest of righteousness. You're going to work in through those gates, right? Because the thing is, this life we're living in right now, if you want to follow your will, follow your ways, follow your passions, follow your desires, then you're not going to be doing the will of God. Because look at Jesus Christ. He said, nevertheless, you know, God, I don't want to do this thing, but hey, nevertheless, not my will. So not what I want, but yours be done. Because these days you find many people, they don't want to submit to anything, right? They're not willing to put their nose to the grindstone. So please, I'm encouraging you today, take this principle and apply it to many areas of your life. Obviously, the most important area is your relationship with God. But beyond that, apply it to your academics, apply it to your house chores, apply it to your health, apply it to your finances. There are certain things that you have to be like, man, I really love this thing, but you know what? I'm not going to buy this thing right now so I can have a better future for myself. Because that's the thing. This world, many people are trained to just look at the here and now. But the thing is, the here and now, it's here and now. Well, guess what? It's going to be gone in no time. That future has not come, but it will come. And the way that future will look like for you is based on the choices you have made today. So before you can walk this road, this narrow road with the Lord, you know, with God, you know, surrendering to him and everything, you need to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And to be honest with you, I'm not going to try to extract the commitment from anybody right now. I would encourage you, because really like episode 254, is the Salvation Podcast. It talks specifically about what salvation means, what salvation entails, what Jesus did on the cross, because we all deserve to pay for our sins. But Jesus Christ came and died on the cross. He basically paid the penalty that we're supposed to pay. But again, you'll get way more information on that in the Salvation Podcast, because I want you to understand the commitment that you're about to make. When you listen to that podcast, if you agree, then there's going to be an opportunity at the end of that podcast for you to surrender your life to the Lord. And then after you do that, I would encourage you to listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. 96 to 101 on the website. It is titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. And I just want to make a quick announcement here before I pray. This podcast, you may notice that, man, I've not made podcasts in a while. Things have just been, to be honest with you, it's not a great excuse, but things have just been really busy for me personally. So for me, I'm going to try to, again, get back on gear. At least every week, I want to try to make at least one Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Going forward, that's like the goal, that's the discipline, right? Even if it may not feel good, sometimes I'm tired and exhausted, I am really going to try my very best, God helping me, to keep pumping out at least one podcast on this website every week. So thank you for listening to me. And Father, I pray that may you please help us, because this word we have heard, even for me, it's hard. You know, it's like, oof, man, how am I going to obey this commandment? Doing things that are hard, doing things that are uncomfortable. But Lord, I'm just praying that may you make a provision of grace and may your Holy Spirit help us to will and to do for your good pleasure, to do these things that will help us to advance. And Lord, we're not just praying for advancement, in our academics or in this or in that. The ultimate advancement is being with you in heaven forever by walking that narrow road that leads to life that few people take. So Father, we are just praying that may you please help us. May you please honor your name in our lives and let Jesus and Jesus alone be glorified. Give us the grace to be trained to become more like you. Thank you, Eternal Rock of Ages, for in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I wish everyone, every father or every expecting dad or any to be dad in the future, even if you're a single person, I wish you a happy Father's Day. Have a wonderful week ahead. God bless you and shalom. Thank you.